What's up, guys? My name is Jake Bryans, and I was born on August 14, 1999, in Dallas, into a solid Christian family where I have grown up going to Watermark since I can remember. I've also gone to a Christian school for my whole life, and I currently attend TCA. I have four sisters, one younger, and three of whom are several years older and are technically half-sisters, but I've grown up with them, and I call them my full sisters. We share the same mom, but they have a different dad from a previous marriage. As you can see, I've grown up surrounded by a Christian environment, and at a young age, I accepted Christ into my heart at a backyard Bible camp over the summer. But at such a young age, I truthfully only had a head knowledge of Christ and wasn't actively pursuing him like a strong relationship of Christ should consist of. Because of this, I often found myself simply going through the motions at church and not really understanding what my faith in Christ needed to look like. I have always been a rule follower and also a people pleaser. So because of this, I have always been able to keep myself out of big trouble with alcohol or anything like that, but for the wrong reasons that I didn't want to let my parents or anyone down. In sixth grade, the Lord blessed me greatly by giving me an amazing small group and three great leaders who have always been there with me through the different trials and struggles that I faced. Throughout small groups and church during seventh and eighth grade, I really started to understand what a relationship with Christ should look like, where I can fully lean on the Lord for strength and help when things get tough. Around this time during sixth grade, my mom started to have really bad headaches and her back was always throbbing. Even after going to several doctors, none could find anything wrong with her back. And eventually, after seventh grade, the doctors found out that her brain was sending false signals that her back was in pain. Shortly after, she was diagnosed with a brain cancer called central nervous system lymphoma. Obviously, this took a huge toll on me and my family, as we didn't know if she would be able to recover or not. Over the next year, her cancer progressively worsened to the point where she had to live in a full-time nursing home, and she began to no longer be herself, despite multiple treatments. James 1, 2 through 4 is a verse that has always comforted me, saying, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance, and perseverance must finish its work so that you may become mature and complete, not lacking anything." Towards the end of freshman year, on March 28th, 2015, my mom passed away. I can't really describe what it was like watching my mom get more and more sick and eventually lose her battle. In the back of my mind, I think I always thought that she would get better. Dealing with the reality of this loss was the first major test in my faith where I had to truly decide to turn to and rely on the Lord to help me. Without him, I couldn't make it through on my own. I also learned a tremendous amount of faith to trust that this was the Lord's plan for my life, even if I didn't fully understand it. Another verse that comforts me is John 16:33, which says, "I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you may have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." This difficult time took my faith to the next level as I started to see the importance of being in the Word every day and praying so that I can keep myself on the right track. I know Bible reading and prayer seems like the cliche answer, but those two things were really important to me during this season. I know that I need daily reminders of God's love and goodness. Without the message of Jesus, I truly believe that I would be lost, escaping to the sins of the world, particularly lust and pornography. But with Christ, I know that there is only one is only life when abiding in him. I also know that no matter what mistakes or sins I make, Jesus will always show grace and mercy to me because of the love he has for me. In my walk with Christ today, I have to remind myself to recommit myself to the Lord daily, as Luke 9:23 says, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me." This is why I find it extremely important to read the Bible daily, or I end up finding myself turning back to my fleshly desires. I also have to consistently remind myself to pray to the Lord so that my actions will reflect on the Lord inside me, so that I can be patient with others, resist temptation, and also be bold in my faith. I hope you can see how a major trial in my life was actually the main thing God used to help my faith grow from a head knowledge to an actual real relationship with him. If you are going through a trial right now, I would encourage you to know that even when you might not understand what's going on, there is hope and comfort in Christ. Get people around you who know what you're going through and who you know will love and point you towards Christ. Thanks for listening.